A Christmas Promise by Anne Perry, narrated by Terence Hardiman.
The week before Christmas, the smell and taste of it were in the air, a kind of excitement, an urgency about everything. Geese and rabbits hung outside butcher's shops, and there were little pieces of holly on some people's doors. Postmen were extra busy. The streets were still grey, the wind still hard and cold, the rain turning to sleet, but it wouldn't have seemed right if it had been different. Gracie Phipps was on an errand for her gran to get a tuppence worth of potatoes to go with the leftovers of cabbage and onion, so gran could make Bubble and Squeak for supper. Spike and Finn would pretty well eat anything they could fit into their mouths, but they liked this especially. Better with a slice of sausage, of course, but there was no money for that now. Everything was being saved for Christmas. Gracie walked a little faster into the wind, pulling her shawl tighter around her. She had the potatoes in a string bag, along with half a cabbage. She saw the girl standing by the candlemakers on the corner of Heneage Street and Brick Lane, her reddish fair hair blowing about and her arms hugged around her as if she were freezing. She looked to be about 8, 5 years younger than Gracie, and as skinny as an eel. She had to be lost. She didn't belong there, or on Chicksand Street, one over. Gracie had lived on these streets ever since she had come to London from the country when her mother had died 6 years before, in 1877. She knew everyone. "Are you lost?" she asked as she reached the child. "This is Heneage Street. Where'd you come from?" The girl looked at her with wide grey eyes, blinking fiercely in an attempt to stop the tears from brimming over onto her cheeks. "Thrall Street," she answered. That was...